Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Streamline Success Radio Show. Good afternoon. This is your host, Holly Chantel. For those of you that haven't tuned in before, every 2 weeks I interview an industry expert who will open the doors to build your direct sales business in ways that you never imagined. We're going to go beyond the basic cookie-cutter direct sales training and really open your awareness of strategies that entrepreneurs use every day to explode your business. This week, I'm talking with the fabulous Lisa Robin Young. Since 2007, Lisa has been coaching and training home party plan and network marketing consultants. Her overall message is that consultants should run their direct sales business like a real business instead of an expensive hobby. Lisa has a knack for pinpointing trouble that holds consultants back from groundbreaking results. Recently, she launched the Direct Sales Classroom, which hosts thousands of consultants each month from around the world, providing new strategies that work in today's tough competitive market. She also publishes a weekly Party On e-zine that offers actionable advice for direct sellers, and that can be found at directsalesclassroom.com. Today, though, she's going to be talking about social media success. Even though Lisa doesn't have a huge following on Twitter, only a few thousand, in fact, she was able to generate $30,000 in revenue last year using social media. So let's get going and talk to Lisa about how she's creating such fantastic results 140 words at a time. Welcome, Lisa. How are you doing today?
I am great, Holly. Thanks for having me on the show today.
I'm really excited to hear your input on social media because it's something that I personally am looking to learn about, so I'm really excited. And actually, I have a little bit of a confession to make. It's a little embarrassing. I'm actually one of your Facebook stalkers. I'm reading your status updates every day. I think that you are very interesting and very fun, and I really want to know how you got started in social media.
Well, thanks for that. No need to feel embarrassed about that. It's always fun for me to hear that. People are, you know, taking note of what I'm doing and hopefully learning from it as well, because that's really kind of my modus operandi, if you will, the thing that I'm trying so hard to accomplish for people. And that's one of the reasons why I try to be so public, because I want people, you know, to see the transparency of what's going on in my business, how I'm making things work in what I'm doing, and how they can apply that to their own business. And to give you some background, I have been in direct sales for over 15 years, and it was not really anything that I had much success with. I mean, I really struggled with trying to get everything off the ground. I couldn't recruit my way out of a paper bag. I mean, it was really a challenge for me, and I thought there was something wrong with me. And I realize now that that wasn't the case. There was something wrong with the approach that I was using. And we might be able to talk a little bit about that later in the call. But ultimately what happened was I stumbled across the Internet. And I said, well, hey, you know, let's see if we can make this thing work. And this was a time when the Internet didn't have all this wonderful graphic, video, media, rich, you know, everything was very text-based at that time. And I had developed an e-commerce website and said, well, hey, why don't I sell my direct sales products on the web? And that started to create a little bit of revenue for me. I moved. I had life happen. Some things changed in my life. So I left it alone. Well, then the Internet came back in full force in my life about four and a half years ago. And, you know, at that time, we've got web-based interfaces. We've got all of these newfangled things that we can do. So I said, well, let's give this thing a try. And what happened, just with stumbling and bumbling, because I didn't have the training, I didn't have the how-tos, I didn't have, you know, a guide to take me through things, I created a newsletter, I created a website, I created a bunch of stuff, and just kind of slapped stuff up there to see what would happen, and started generating success. So then I started to document what I was doing that was working, wrote a book called Home Party Solution, and then got that message out to the world. And ultimately, it led to me coaching other direct sellers on how they could use the internet to grow their business in a time when, you know, if you've been looking at the last couple of years, that's not something that most companies have been willing to embrace. And now with the advent of social media for business, it's becoming a more competitive marketplace. It's also still very touch and go with a lot of the big names in direct sales and network marketing. And so my job has kind of been to help consultants navigate staying within their company's rules, but creating a presence for themselves that's going to generate business, generate income, because what's the point of doing this if all you're doing is making friends? That's wonderful, but that's not going to line your pockets and keep you in business. And so that's kind of been my thrust for the last 3 years, helping direct sellers grow their business using the internet. And when I talk about internet marketing, social media is one of the tools in the arsenal for a powerful direct sales business that's built online. So that's kind of where I've come from.
All right. That's a really inspiring story. I myself am a big, obviously, promoter of using the internet for your direct sales business. So I love hearing when people have had such great success. So what are the five steps? You'd mentioned you have five steps for social media. What are your suggestions for direct sales?
Step one is to just show up, okay? And that's important because you have to be listening. You have to be paying attention to what's going on around you, because if all you do is step out into the social media foray, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or MySpace or YouTube, it doesn't matter where you go, people aren't going to listen if you just hold up a megaphone and start shouting at them. So you need to jump in and see what's out there. And I'll be the first one to tell you that every social media landscape is different, and not every one of them is going to resonate with you and how you do business. So you need to get your feet wet and see what the options are. You know, when I first started tasting, if you will, the whole social media idea, I was introduced to Facebook, and I couldn't stand it. It was too complicated. There was too much of a learning curve. It was too taxing for someone who was focused on trying to find the business value. And there was such a time suck because there were all these games and all of this other stuff that took away from doing business. And so when I discovered Twitter, I fell in love because it was easy, it was quick, it was short, it was to the point, and I could follow people that I was interested in, learn more about them, and then communicate with them almost in real time. That was a tool that really resonated for me because I'm very direct, I'm very to the point, and I want to make things happen quickly. Then I was able to go back to Facebook and understand how Facebook works at deepening the relationship. Facebook is a wonderful tool for deepening the relationship, and I have to give credit to one of my clients because we had been talking in a coaching session about how she was using Facebook to grow her business, and I think we're going to talk a little bit about that later, but she was the one that turned me back onto, well, maybe I should go check out this Facebook thing again. And now I have a strategy that really ties the two together, and that's the second step. You have to have a strategy. You have to know what it is you're trying to accomplish. You can't just jump into social media head first and go, I'm going to do everything and make millions of dollars. I take pride in the fact that I don't have a ton of followers on Twitter. I have, I think right now, about 2,500. And last year, I think it was closer to 1,500, 1,600. And over the course of last year, I made over $30,000 just from the people that were following me through Twitter. And that's significant because that income would not have come to me any other way. Most of these people I have never met in real life, have never, you know, probably even heard of me before Twitter, and yet I was able to build relationships with them once I developed a strategy to generate income from the relationships that I'm building with them. So that's step two, have a strategy. Know what it is that you want to accomplish. If you want more bookings, then you need to build a strategy around attracting clients who are going to make great hosts. If you want more sales, then you need to develop a strategy around attracting great customers. If you want more people to join your team, you need to create a strategy and find the social media outlets that will allow you to get the word out about what you're trying to do in terms of building your business and getting people to join your team. So that's step two. Step step three is to communicate that message to connectors. All right, and that's a powerful thing, because I have clients who say, well, I set up a Twitter profile and I set up a Facebook profile and I'm following all my friends, but I only have 7 followers and I send out 4 tweets a day and I'm not making any money. Well, you have 4 followers in a sea of millions of people. Unless those 4 followers are very connected themselves, your message isn't being heard. Particularly in a site like Twitter, you're looking at, you know, millions of people who are not on all the time. They're only going to be, you have to look at the law of averages here. What's the likelihood that one tweet that you sent out at 8 a.m. is going to be seen by a percentage of the people that are following you? And when you're dealing with thousands of followers, you have better odds that some of those people will be on at 8 a.m., some of those people will be on at noon, some of those people will be on in the evening, and some of those people will be on at the late night hours. So you can't just show up once, slap one tweet out, and think you're going to make millions of dollars. It's not a slot machine. It's gardening. You have to plant the seeds. You have to fertilize. You have to water them. You have to cultivate these relationships with people and get the word out. And the way you get the word out is through connectors. And the only way you're going to find connectors is if you are listening. You need to be following people who are strategic to your business so that you can interact with them and they in turn can interact with you and give you some more visibility so that their followers will then say, hey, what is she all about? Let's go follow her and learn from her, i.e. you, and get that message. And then you'll have those people listening to you who are like, oh, you are so right. I am so glad I'm listening to you. I am so glad that I found you. Thank you for connecting with so-and-so so that I could connect to you through them. And that's how you build those relationships. The fourth thing that you have to realize is this is a process. This is not do it once and walk away. You know, I have social media profiles in many places, but I spend the bulk of my time on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube in that order because that's how my audience resonates with me. You may find that you spend the bulk of your time at YouTube and MySpace and maybe Foursquare. You'll discover what resonates with you and what works with you, but you have to show up, you have to engage, you have to listen, and then you have to offer value. Offering value is the thing, and that takes time. You can send out one great retweet of somebody's quote, that doesn't mean the whole world is gonna follow you. It takes time to build the trust factor. People have to trust you. People have to respect what you're doing and give you that credibility. One tweet does not an expert make. It's building a reputation for excellence in whatever it is that you're doing in that social media environment. So then people say, well, if you really want to know about this, you want to look to her because she really has, Sally's got a great handle on this. A great tool for people who use Twitter is called clout.com, K-L-O-U-T.com. And it actually lets you see what your social media credit rating is, so to speak, on Twitter. You can see who's really sharing your message. How influential are you really in terms of what you're doing? And you can see, based on what their criteria are, what are some great things that you can do to improve your influence, get people to act on what you're doing, and make the most of the time that you're there. And that's the fifth thing. You have to monitor yourself because you can be building relationships all day long, but you have to track the results. Are people clicking on those links? Are people taking action? And if not, you may need to adjust your strategy. And you can't be spending, you know, 25 hours a week on social media because you have a direct sales business to run. Social media, online marketing, these are tools. These are elements, pieces of your marketing campaign. Doing your show is marketing. And I'm going to tell you right now, and a lot of online marketers would balk at me for saying this, your number one client base is still going to be the people that you're connecting with in person at shows, expos, and events because they're seeing you face-to-face. They're getting that instant know, like, and trust factor face-to-face. Social media and online marketing help you cast a wider net, help you reach more prospects, but you still have to build the relationships. So those are the five tips, the steps that I would share so that people understand, you know, if you want to earn the kind of money that I've been earning, and there are people who are making a lot more than me, those are the things that they're doing. They're showing up. They're engaging with people who can help spread their message without begging them, please tweet this. You don't want to do that. You know, get out there and offer something of value so that other people recognize that you're doing something that's worthwhile. Share that with the audience. Let other people start talking about how remarkable you are, and then monitor what you're doing so that if you're having success, you can repeat it, and if you're not, you can modify it.
Awesome. That's great advice, because I think that is such a stepping point, is coming up with that strategy. I think even when people sign up for direct sales, they do just try to jump in and think that, you know, success is just going to happen. But the steps that you're going through are, you know, putting yourself out there and building the relationship and connecting with people, which I think can be applied to any aspect of your direct sales business. So that is really good advice. I have another question for you about how you're reaching out to connectors. I know, like myself, I'm an introvert. I know that there's a lot of direct sales consultants that are introverts as well. What would be your suggestion for how to reach out to a connector where you're not begging, please tweet this, but what would be an appropriate way to reach out to them?
Find the people that you admire. Invariably, most of them are going to be on Facebook or on Twitter. In that field of people that you admire, there are some who are actively engaged in responding to people who talk to them. They may not follow you, but they will respond if you talk to them. Seek those people out. A great example, one of the people who I admire very much, her name is Anita Renfro, and she's an amazing comic. I follow her on Twitter. She doesn't follow me back, and that's okay, because when I do say something to her, she says something back to me, and then all of her followers see that she said something to me. There are lots of celebrities online even who will engage with their audience. Talk to them. Tell them, I think your show is great. Tell them, I really enjoyed what you said on TV the other night. Tell them, I read your book and it was amazing. It changed my life. You're saying something to them that obviously makes them feel good. If you're giving them a testimonial, they can retweet that to their audience, and it's still building your credibility quickly, because all of their followers will go, well, who is this person that she's retweeting? Who is this person that they're retweeting? Let's go check her out. Not only that, when a celebrity retweets you, and it doesn't have to be, you know, Oprah, because she doesn't really retweet anybody anyways, but it can be a minor celebrity. When someone with a lot of followers retweets you, Google sees that. And then Google goes to your page and says, who are you all about? What are you all about? And so you're sharing in the credibility of other people because they're talking back to you. Now, again, this goes back to the it takes time point of things. You're going to find people that you love who don't understand how to use social media because they haven't been taught, or they think it's all about them, and obviously they haven't listened to this call. To know that, you've got to interact. So when you find those people, you can follow them if you like to. I mean, it's great to support the people that you care about. But look for the connectors. Those are the people who are going to talk to you, share your message with other people, retweet your things, and over time you will create a following of evangelists just by being honest about who you are. You don't have to get up every morning and tweet out, you know, I had coffee and eggs this morning for breakfast. But you can say, you know what, like today, I went downstairs and we heard water running. And so I tweeted out something to the effect of, you know, some miscreants in the neighborhood turned on our outside water faucet, and I was kind of upset about that. Turned out to be a false alarm, so I went back online, and I said, oh, false alarm, my husband just didn't shut the faucet off all the way. And I had people replying back to that going, oh, that's too funny, you know, well, you know, too bad, or, you know, those darn kids, or whatever. It creates a conversation. That's what social media is designed to do. That's the social aspect of social media. You want to get people to have that conversation so that they're engaging you and you are a part of what's going on in their world.
That's great, because that's something that I have a problem with, is I never know what to tweet, because you see so much advice out there for how to use Twitter, how to use Facebook.
and how you should be tweeting what you're eating for breakfast, what you shouldn't be tweeting, that you should not tweet what you're eating for breakfast. So I think that that's really good advice, just kind of engage people on a personal level as well as, you know, what they're doing in their business. Let them know that they're doing a good job. And I think that that's a really key point that I'm definitely going to write down. So I really appreciate that. That was awesome. So what can people or what can someone do right now and start seeing benefits of social media, in particular direct sales professionals?
The thing that you really need to do first is decide what you're trying to accomplish. Don't try to do all three things. I need booking, sales, and recruits. Pick one, because it's easier to focus on a strategy if you pick one. Commit to working on it for 30 days. Find a social media outlet that works for you. For me, that's Twitter. For other people, you know, it might be Facebook. Sprinkle, okay, and this is key, sprinkle that strategy, that objective, into the other authentic communications that you're having. For example, this radio show that we're doing together, in the course of my other communications on Twitter and Facebook, I posted and said, hey, if you're available today, I'm going to be doing this radio show, check it out. Well, that directly benefits me if they click on it and are listening to it and are having a good time learning from it, but it's also me sprinkling some of my business in between the tweets about the faucet being left on and, you know, having a great morning or taking a walk and those kinds of things. People need to see who you really are, because it's harder to develop the know, like, and trust factor if they've never met you in person. So you have to work harder at being yourself kind of under a magnifying glass. And the one thing that I like to tell people is you can share just about everything, but you want to make sure that anything that you're sharing is something that you wouldn't feel uncomfortable about your mother-in-law seeing or being on the, you know, cover of the New York Times, because I've had friends whose tweets appeared in a newscast on the Today Show, you know, because someone was scanning through their tweets, you know, as a screen over for a segment that they were doing on the Today Show. And then someone says, I saw your tweet on the Today Show this morning. And what? So you have to be aware of that. But the easiest thing to do, the absolute drop-dead easiest thing to do, is to set up a Twitter account and start looking for the people who you admire, whether they're in the industry or outside the industry. In the industry is going to make it a little easier for you. But, you know, say hello. And if they're worth their salt, they're going to say hello back to you. That's going to open the conversation so that you can start communicating and building a following through their followers, because that's how you're going to build credibility quickly. And as long as you're authentic and honest about it, it's not going to matter, because the people who resonate with you will follow you. The people who don't won't.
That's great. And going back to that, I know that when you're starting out with something like this, like if someone's just starting out in social media, obviously we want to have like goals, or at least I like to have an action plan. So what is like a good goal for how many times a day should you be tweeting, and how many of those should be personal? How many of those should be business related? Like, is there a key number in there somewhere?
The general ratio I give is 4 to 1. And that varies depending on your audience and how well connected you are. Your audience, if they're very tolerant, will let you be a little more self-promotional, especially if they love everything that there is about you. But when you're brand new, or if most of your followers are family and friends when you're getting started, you really need to stick to kind of a 4 to 1 ratio. For every one self-promotional, check out my website, buy something from me kind of a tweet you send out, or post on Facebook that you send out, or message that you send out, you want to make sure that you're giving back 4 times that in valuable content, news they can use, neat videos that you saw, anything that you think is going to help them in their day. And one of the things I tell people in direct sales is it's not our job to sell stuff. It's our job to help people make decisions that are going to improve their lives. Now, we want them to make that decision to work with us, but we can't be hung up on that outcome. We have to be hung up on the idea of getting them the help they need. So if someone makes a recommendation to me and I know I'm not going to make any money off it, but it's something my followers can use, I'm going to share that with them. If someone comes to me and says, hey, I'm working on this project and I think it's fabulous, I'm going to tell people about it, even if I'm not going to get any money out of the deal, because I'm helping my client base, I'm helping my followers, and then they come to appreciate and trust me more. Anytime you can be friendly be friendly. Jeffrey Gittimer, who's an amazing sales trainer, says, all things being equal, people prefer to work with their friends. All things being unequal, people still prefer to work with their friends if it's at all possible. So be friendly, because it's the number one factor that's going to help you grow your business.
Awesome. And going back to the results that you've had, so you said that you earned about $30,000 last year on Twitter alone, and you didn't even have as many followers as you do now. So what about other people? What other examples can you give that are within direct sales of people that have been successful? Just to note, you have about 2.5 minutes.
Okay. I will share just some highlights. Clients of mine that have basically built a business from scratch, started out with, you know, one recruit or no recruits, and I have stories of, you know, jewelry consultants and cosmetic consultants who have built these great organizational downlines, stepped up into leadership in 90 days or less using Facebook to build their relationships. These are women who, and I got an email the other day from a client who said, you know, I earned my first all-expense-paid trip with my company. I had never recruited a person before, you know, until I started using the things that you were teaching me, and you changed my mindset. And that's a big one, changing the mindset about what you think about who you are. You're a business owner. You are incorporated running a business that supplies a direct sales product. And when you change that mindset, you can do more things in your business because you feel more empowered in your business. I have a client who just completed our Direct Sales 101 program in a month and a half. She had $5,000 in sales. She had 4 new recruits. You know, all of this because she was reaching out in different ways, and social media was one of those tools that she was using. I have clients who are active on Twitter who were so completely technophobic, they didn't even want to touch the computer. They were afraid they were going to get booted out of their companies. And when I said, no, just share the story, these women started solidifying their businesses in ways, you know, they're living in towns where they can't do parties because literally nobody has any money because it's a ghost town. And they stepped out in social media and reached out to their friends, and they're doing online parties. They're doing, you know, webcast shows where they're actually doing a video party, and everybody logs in from all over the country and they place their order online. These tools and technologies that we have available make it a lot easier for us to do business with our target market, with our perfect fit customers, if we give them the opportunity to do business with us. And so, I mean, these are just a handful of examples of how different people have used different elements of social media and online marketing to grow their businesses.
That's great. And I really would like to note that in what you're saying right there, there's a lot of golden nuggets for what people are going to be getting in your direct sales classroom. Do you teach these strategies in your direct sales classroom?
We do. Actually, Direct Sales Classroom is a comprehensive training program for direct sellers. I set out to create something that was like the college education of direct sales. And so our first course is Direct Sales 101. That course guarantees that when you graduate, you're going to walk away with 9 new shows or $5,000 in sales or 3 new recruit leads. Some people have walked away with all of those things if you follow the strategies that are in the course. The whole 100 level is designed for consultants and aspiring leaders, and then the 200 level is designed for new and young leaders or leaders who are rebuilding their business. The 300 level courses are for seasoned and established leaders, and then the 400 level is for those leaders who've been in the business a long time and they're looking for maybe an exit strategy so that they can retire or ways to better handle their huge organizations. This is a comprehensive program that you can move through just like a college course, except there's no midterms and no final exams. The final exams are the results that you get from your growing business.
That's great, and I would really like just to let everyone know really quickly that website is directsalesclassroom.com. And Lisa, I really appreciate your time. You have shared golden nuggets throughout everything. I am blown away. I have taken all kinds of notes, and I am so excited. And I hope that maybe we can have you back again in the future, because I know I'd love to talk to you so much more, and we only have such limited time.
That'd be great, yeah.
Awesome. And before we end, I just want to take a quick moment and remind everyone that they can tune in again next week at 1 o'clock while I talk to my dear friend and fellow Book Yourself Solid coach, Sue Painter.
We're going to talk about how to use your newsletter and autoresponder to automate your lead follow-up system and get you some bookings. So that's all for today. I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Bye.